the kick-ass chick of the week.
Cassidy, who are we going to be talking to today?
Lindley Brennan. She is the kick-ass chick of the week, and she is a very young kick-ass chick. I love what she's been doing around the city of St. Louis this summer.
So she has been putting in these suntan lotion dispensers?
Yeah, at some local pools, and I think that's amazing because she got it all funded through a school project.
Lindley, was it easy to get it into these pools?
I mean, it was pretty easy because you're offering free sunscreen to these pools, and really, they're not going to say no.
Yeah.
So the pools were really the easy part because they were just...
They said, of course, So how many different pools do you have them at?
I have them at 3, and I'm hoping to get 5 by the end of this summer, but I have the funding for 5, but I'm not sure if I should wait or if I should...
Right, because pool season might start to taper off soon.
Have you been getting any like mean messages from the suntan lotion companies? Like, hey, quit giving that stuff away for free. You're going to make money on it.
I mean, not really, because I actually asked 2 sunscreen companies, and they were like, no.
Not interested in giving it away.
No, thanks.
Exactly.
I think it's such a novel idea. And now, like you walk by, we have those hand sanitizers right in the hallway. Now, when you walk by, you're like, well, yeah, that would work out perfect. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a company for hunters where you put in bug spray.
I think there'll be
and
a time.
And you can just lotion up doing that.
You just
that.
Walk down a hallway and it'll be nothing but those dispensers and everything
great
you can
idea.
Imagine. Suntan lotion, cookie dough. You're just like, I want some cookie dough.
I mean, who doesn't want some cookie dough?
Right? It's delicious.
All right, so now that you've come up with this idea, you're trying to get funding. Like, is this going to become your life's mission? Or are you just thinking, this is something silly I did for school?
Probably not something that's going to become my life, but I'm planning on continuing it for as long as I can until really the pools start doing it themselves.
You want the pools. And so your end game would be that every pool in the city has this.
Yes.
That would be the goal.
Yep.
How did you manage to get the funds? Did you do fundraisers, you know, like a GoFundMe? Did you ask people? How did that work?
So I sent out 47 letters, or 43.
That's a very specific number.
I know. I was aiming for 50.
Did you have a budget? Like, you only had 50 sheets of paper, and you're like, well, what if I screw one up?
Yeah.
No, I just had 50 letters, and so I was like,
So there's 7 just sitting out there.
Well, there was a couple stamps that she just kind of put on a locker. And
I
like,
gotcha.
This would be fun. These are stickers.
All right,
I gotta use these.
You sent out these letters to fundraise.
Yes.
And what did the letters say?
I'm 16, I'm a high school student, and this is what I want to do.
Give me money.
Exactly.
They're like, sure.
Did most people say yes?
Like 13 of them.
We're very appreciative of you being able to come in, for sure. Let's give it up for
them.
Yes. Kick-ass chick of the week.
Thank you.
Nicely
Thank
done.
You.
Find out all about this story. It's incredible. And if they want to donate, they can donate. Spencersneighborhood.com.